Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. I'm Jay Lawrence. Welcome to the Rock.
You're right. <up.
laughs> I meant to say Matt Ford. It's too easy. I will carry on. We're not going to start this again.
No, don't start again.
How are you, Dyson?
I'm all right, thanks. Yeah, what an afternoon it's been.
Very enjoyable.
Unexpected mentions of Paul Konchesky and Franny Jeffers coming up on today's podcast. So much coming out about Paul Konchesky that you'll find out about the show today.
I think that we bordered on too much chat about Paul Konchesky.
Yes, possibly, but it's fine.
Is there ever too much chat about Paul Konchesky, actually?
It turns out you're a massive fan. You know all his career highlights,
well,
don't you?
Well, that and the fact that Divock Origi came up. As a Liverpool fan, I'm quite happy with this show, to be honest with you. I've enjoyed it.
There was that famous moment when Divock Origi scored for Liverpool, one of his late goals.
One of many.
And some guy started snogging him in the crowd. Some Liverpool fan started. It's a famous moment for a few years ago. It was amazing.
Is it weird if I Google that? Is it weird?
just
Divock Origi
snog.
Don't
watch it on the train home.
Anyway, enjoy the podcast, I guess.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Rock and roll football on your Saturday afternoon. Matthew Dyson, what is going on today?
Well, let me preview the red hot action. Manchester United in a bit of a mess at the moment. They've released more official statements about players off the field issues than they've had wins this season. Jadon Sancho is training on his own. The £73 million England star's apparently had a squad discipline issue, but he says he's being made a scapegoat by Ten Hag. He really is becoming the goat of scapegoats.
Never mind.
Never looks great when a player posts a statement on their socials saying they've actually conducted themselves very well in training and it's not fair. Sounds a bit like a sulky teenager upset with their parents for being grounded. All he wants to do is play football with a smile on his face, he says. A silly cliche that would actually look quite disturbing were it ever to actually happen, like something out of that horror film Smile or a weird Snapchat filter. Being forced to train with the youth team must be quite awkward, I suppose, to deal with. It's like when a manager of a radio station telling you to go and practice at student radio for a bit.
It's very specific.
Confidence back. Brighton are hoping their teenage sensation and credit to the Irish nation, Evan Ferguson, will recover in time from a knee injury after his hat-trick last time. Just hearing he's starting on the bench, new signing Ansu Fati could also make his debut on loan from Barcelona. If Brighton fans don't sing his name to the tune of Lip Up Fatty by Bad Manners, they're really missing a trick. Ansu Fati for the reggae. Apparently the Spanish forward really looks like he's going to bust a blood vessel when sprinting down the wing. Little 80s two-tone joke there for the Scar Dads skanking like prats in their pork pie hats. Elsewhere at three, manager of the month Big Ange Postecoglou looking like an Australian nightclub doorman. I'm going to have to cough. He's not to be messed with. He must fancy his Hotspurs chances at home to Sheffield United, especially with Premier League Player of the Month James Maddison looking in fine form. Blades boss Paul Beckenbottom says his side travel to North London with no fear, though. Spurs start the game 2 points behind top of the table Man City, who are also in action in London up east, away at West Ham. Fellow Claret and Blue crew Aston Villa play a similarly coloured kit in the shape of Crystal Palace. More straight red and blue, the Eagles, though, I suppose. Either way, both teams look like they could be about to hit a purple patch. Also over in West London, at the quiet cottage of the Craven, Luton take on Fulham. All the goals from the Red Devils to the Hatters, interspersed with real music that matters.
Oh! Dyson, this is we have been working at the same radio station for, well, I've been here for about 5 years, which means that it's been five years.
Here for a while, yeah.
So that means that we've had plenty of opportunities to work together, but for one reason or another, either the bosses haven't wanted us to be together, or you've not wanted us to be together. I have covered this show many times.
No, if Ford is off, I'm generally sick. I'm generally off as well, because it just means I can stay at home and have the weekend off. You know, that's not too much to ask, is it?
No, it's just made me feel.
It's nothing personal.
It does feel a bit. Well, there's been multiple times where producer Liam's been like, "Oh, Dyson, I think will be with you," and then the day before, I'm like, "Nah."
No way.
It's like,
nah. I never cancel last minute. Sometimes you fail a late fitness test, you know, and you can't come in. So
that's
you can't
what it
make
is.
It in, yeah.
That's
sometimes
it
I get injured in the warm up. Yeah.
This time, though, feel grace with your presence,
yes,
I suppose.
It's nice to finally work together in the same studio.
Do you know what? I feel bitter. I don't know why. I feel annoyed. But it's all good. It's all good.
Well, it's nice we find out different things about, because you don't really know someone until you spend time in them.
On national radio. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. What?
It's a bit of a... Wait!
Yes.
Wait!
Play a little bit. Who's that young blonde lad? Elliot. He's got the Meek Mill McDonald's haircut. It's the scourge of the Premier League. He scored for Liverpool anyway, look.
Harvey Elliott, he has scored for Liverpool to make it 3-1.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
My theory is you have been avoiding me over the last 5 years.
I haven't. I just took the opportunities to have a weekend off. That's all.
About a dozen times.
Every single time.
It's like Jay.
Take events.
Oh, it's Jay on again. No, it's not him. That's how you sound, by the way.
Making me sound bad. Yeah, I mean, that is not the case. It's purely about work-life balance, Jay.
Sure. I do have this feeling, though, that whilst I feel like, you know, you have avoided me over the last 5 years, I think it's forgivable to an extent, because I think we all have that one person. It doesn't actually have to be like a work person, does it?
Yeah, yeah.
It can be just somebody that you're just like purposely avoid. Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened to you, Dyson?
Oh, so not with you, obviously. Because I would never
The more you clarify it, the more it makes me think you've been avoiding me.
I really haven't, right. But I used to get a specific train line to work a few years ago, and there was a woman on there called, I used to call her Talkative Tanya, because if she ever got on the train, I would have to have the whole of the rest of the journey, she'd start talking to me, and she was nice enough, and she'd make small talk, but I'd have to chat the whole time when I just want to sit with my headphones on and scroll through social media, and she would make me take my headphones off and chat. So I would
how did she take your headphones?
She'd be like, take your headphones off, I won't have a chat to you.
I was like, goodness.
Oh really, Tanya? Oh, I didn't know her name. But and so it got to the point where, because it was so awkward, I'd just have to, if I saw her coming towards me, I'd get out of my seat and move to the next carriage. I'd go through the door.
She thought you just desperately needed the loo every time. It's like, oh no,
exactly.
He's got
there
a stomach
there
issue.
There are those people that you're not always in the mood for a chat, are you? You know.
So she was Talkative Tanya.
Yes.
What would your name have been in that instance?
Mardy Matt.
Mardy Matt.
I don't know. Yeah.
Sharon has got in touch on Absolute Radio here, Dyson, saying, I believe the behaviour you're discussing is referred to as anti-stalking.
Oh.
It's learning someone's routine so you can actively avoid them, because obviously this is what you've been doing to me over the last 5 years, isn't it?
Yeah. I did it with you and Talkative Tanya on the train.
Tanya on the train.
Yes. Ah, right. That's good, though. Anti-stalking.
I've never heard of this before, to be honest with you.
Great idea, better than being an actual stalker, isn't it? I think to be an anti-stalker.
Yeah, good chat, that one, Matt. Yeah. Nice one. Most obvious statement of the year right there. I tried to do a bit of anti-stalking the other day.
Did you?
Right. So I was looking after my parents' dog the other day, which meant I had to stay back in the house that I grew up in, Leighton Buzzard in Bedfordshire.
LB. Yeah,
Elbizzle, people called it until they grew up.
Lovely little town.
And so I was there, and I had to get this train, and it was at like 10 to 8 in the morning. Mm. Okay. So bear in mind that I haven't been there in quite a while, which means that I haven't seen a lot of people that I sort of grew up with in quite a while.
Yes.
So I see this guy, who I hope is not listening, and I'm like, oh, it's I was about to say his real name there. I can't think of any name. John, thank you. I see John, and I'm like, oh, there he is. Should I go? No, I'm just gonna leave it for the moment.
Did you go to school with John?
He was at the other. He was at the other school.
Oh right.
He's a nice bloke. I want to be clear, John. Hope you're well. And anyway, this train was like unbelievably packed.
Yeah.
Like to the point where every single door there was about a dozen people trying to get on.
Yeah.
And I knew if I didn't get this train, then I would miss what I needed to do. Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm gonna have to just sort of squeeze on. Who was I skin to skin with?
No way. Right next to John.
Right next to John.
Oh.
And then I was like, if I don't say anything, it's more awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, John from the other school.
And to be fair,
reunited at last. Oh, no.
I reckon if I didn't say anything, he wouldn't have clocked. Anyway, but I did. I was like,
you said hello.
All right, John, it's Jay. Anyway, about 2 seconds later, it's like, Jay. Anyway, so then I had a brief, we had a life update. Then he goes, that's my wife over there. I was like, proper introduction, anti-stalking that failed.
Yeah, right, the opposite.
The opposite, right, right there. Oh, we had this one from, well, Richie. Different.
This is an amazing text, isn't it? Do you want to read this one out?
You should read it.
Avoiding people, right? This guy calls himself Lino Richie, the carpet fitter from Canesham.
Presumably not his real name.
The West Country. Presumably that's just the stage name that he goes under when he's fitting Lino. But he says, this is beautifully worded. Hi, guys. I regularly switch off my headlights as I approach home so the little gremlin next door doesn't rush out to talk gibberish from behind the garden gate. That is bad when you've got a neighbour next door.
He didn't say it was a neighbour, it might be another aunt.
Yeah.
That is bad though, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
bad.
When you're trying to avoid your neighbour, because you can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
You're stuck there, really, aren't you, for the foreseeable. Yeah.
I once lived in a flat, and next door was so my bedroom like shared with like their living room, if that makes sense.
Right,
and we got
yeah.
like woken up yeah. at like 4 a.m. every single morning because they were like, you know, having a good time and partying and all of that.
Right.
So we couldn't avoid that. And then but I felt so awkward, and I was like, when I knocked on the door, I'd be like, please, can you be more quiet?
Oh, no.
Every time it got more and more awkward.
Oh.
Every single time.
Oh yeah. Did you call the council eventually?
No, I didn't call the council.
So you won.
I didn't. Thank you to Lino Richie, though, for that one. Again, to be clear, presumably not his real name.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
It's time for Glory Hunters. A couple of seasons ago on Rock and Roll Football, we decided to just support one team. And then if they lost, change the team, essentially.
Yeah.
Matt Dyson, we are focusing on Buxton this time around.
Yes, Buxton FC. Come with me now to the spa town in the borough of High Peak, Derbyshire. A lovely, relaxing town. Have you ever been to Buxton?
I've never been to... I don't know,
mate,
maybe.
Yeah, you should. It's a really nice place to visit in the High Peak. Really nice. There's lots to do. There's lots to see. You can relax in the Pavilion Gardens, and they've got some nice parks. Really nice sort of area.
Have you been to Buxton?
I have been
okay,
there,
good.
Yeah, a lovely spa town. They are now playing their trade in the National League North. Today, though, they're in FA Cup action. The second qualifying round away at Macclesfield. It's a
Ooh.
Real glamour tie, isn't it?
It's a tough one, that.
So that's what we're going to be keeping our eyes on. Now, last week, Scunthorpe played Buxton, and Buxton were winning 2-1, right? And it went quite late on into the show. They were 2-1 up, Buxton were. But it suddenly got called off because of a heavy downpour. It was this really heavy rain. And they were 5-6 minutes into injury time, and the ref abandoned the match, which
no.
feels harsh when you're winning 2-1.
6 minutes into
yeah.
injury time.
So it's only like 4 minutes of injury time left, because everyone has to give 10 minutes of injury time these days. It's the rules. So they sort of they cancelled the game. And
I
it
have
has
never
to be
heard.
It seems
of anything like that.
The most harsh decision in the world.
And they have to play the whole game. They can't just play yeah. the last four
no.
minutes.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to just have to play it again, which seems very, very harsh. But also wider stuff on Buxton. Some of the famous people from there, and you may be familiar with. You may not be. Notable Buxtonians. Tim Brooke Taylor. Remember him? Comic actor who was in The Goodies.
No.
He was born in Buxton. His father's law firm still operates in the town, Brooke Taylor's Solicitors.
Anyone else? anyone else?
Like Robert Stevenson. Yeah?
Off of...
Not the train guy. Film director. Did Mary Poppins.
I've heard of Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Is she from Buxton?
Yeah, she's not. No, but the guy who directed Poppins. Groundbreaking director, really. Mixing real life action with cartoons.
True.
So, you know, doff your cap to Robert Stevenson, a notable Buxtonian.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
Yes, we have an update. It's not going. Things are going from bad to worse for Buxton. They're losing at Macclesfield in the FA Cup second qualifying round. So they're 1-0 down already to the lads from Macclesfield.
For a second, though, you're like, there's a nickname. Macclesfield do have a nickname. I just
yeah.
can't remember
yeah,
what it is.
I don't know what they are. But the Buxton badge is very nice. I just had a look at that, and the club badge is a beautiful thing—a stag on a cliff face. Very nice. Very classic.
That was beautiful. The way you
but
put
I don't
that
think we're
well.
Going to be following them for much longer, by the looks of it, sadly.
Madness what happened in that Buxton game, because you did allude to it a little bit earlier on, didn't you, that they did play last week. They played Scunthorpe, and it went to the 94th minute. Now, this time last year, 94th minute, you assume it's there or thereabouts. It's
yeah,
ended.
Yeah.
Now, I don't actually know how many minutes are at the end of that, or if it was actually 10
was still
or...
still about 4 minutes
that's
left
That's crazy.
To play, yeah, but that was it.
Game abandoned, and 94th minute due to rain.
The torrential downpour, which is weird that would stop a game. But it must have been waterlogged pitch issues, presumably.
I mean, I've never heard about... I mean, obviously, you do hear, like, you know, matches being abandoned before the games and all of that, you know, because of weather. 94th minute!
Rare that it's during. I've seen it with fog sometimes, like if a fog envelops the ground and they can't see. But it's very rare that it's rain. And the Buxton manager, he said that there was 10 minutes of injury time added, and that was purely down to objects being thrown at the Buxton goalkeeper. So it feels like they've been really hard done by Buxton.
That is... I don't even know how to react to that one, to be honest with you. That is mad. So in the 81st minute, there was a goal to make it 1-0. 83rd, 2-1, 94th, abandoned. They're going to have to play the whole thing again.
They have to play the whole game.
I feel
again.
Like
Gosh.
We should start a petition here.
Yes.
Just do the last 4 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just do that.
Just
least.
Do the last minute. Get the coach up.
Yeah, they should have all just agreed. Let's just let Buxton win. This is fine. I think the Football League should just start adopting that going forward.
Not that you're biased or anything. We're Buxton till we die here
exactly,
at Rock and Roll
yes.
Football. There was an international game this week, of course. England versus Scotland, a certain Manchester United player. He was playing in a defence. Harold Maguire. Is his name Harold?
Harold Maguire.
Harold.
Yes. People don't use his full
name. Is it actually Harold?
It must be. Yeah. Yeah.
Harold Maguire.
Well, yeah.
Producer
maybe.
Liam's doing his job.
He's checking.
And
he's
googling
up on that. I mean, you know, if you're called Harry, you've got to expect to be called Harold from time to time.
Harold Maguire. Is it Harold?
It's actually Jacob.
What?
Oh, wow. Jacob
We're
Maguire.
Finding that stuff live on air here. Jacob Harry Maguire. Jacob Harry Maguire. Well, I never.
He was in the news, though, for other reasons.
Yes.
Sort of.
Well, he's got a lot of harsh treatment, I think.
Yeah.
When all the Scotland fans were mocking him when he came on at half-time, going, ooh, every time he touched the ball.
He scored an own goal,
like
though.
That was a step too far. And
it
then
was.
He scored an own goal. But the stick he's been getting has been so bad that his mother has had to step in and issue a statement. Zoe Maguire, Jacob's mum, has had to step in and say, come on, everyone, leave my boy alone. You know, like you would at a primary school or something. You go down and complain, say, they're all picking on my boy, leave him alone. Will Harold have been embarrassed by that? I'd imagine he didn't encourage her to release a statement.
But, I always think it's quite funny, though, when it says, like, issued a statement. We're not talking about Jacob's mother, like, tweeting, are we?
No.
Like, it's actually, like, as if
did
she's
hold
issued
a press conference.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Everyone, the press are gathered here to listen to this statement I'm about to issue. But, yeah, it's I not think she basically put it out on social media. Yeah,
but issued a statement does sound like posh, though, doesn't it?
It does,
Paul Konchesky's mum did something similar back in the day.
Really?
I remember this when he was playing for Liverpool. For that very brief period, Roy Hodgson signed him from Fulham, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then come January, Kenny Dalglish was in, and then he was shipped off to, I think it was Forest.
Was it Forest?
I think it was.
He played for us a while, I think. Yeah.
And his mum wasn't happy about the way that he was being treated by Liverpool fans. Essentially, I can't remember exactly what he said, and even if I could say it, unsure I could actually say it on the radio. To be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, I mean, it's quite embarrassing. My mum once made me take a VHS video back to the shop because it was a 15, and I was only 11, I think, or 12. It was like it was Fatal Attraction, very good thriller, to be fair, but not appropriate for a young
11-year-old Dyson. Yeah. To be like, I just really want to watch Fatal
it just
Attraction.
Looks really good. Yeah. So she stepped in. She issued a statement, and she made me take it back to the Paul Konchesky gossip. he opened a cafe in the East End selling pie and mash in Brentwood in Essex. Wow. Employing his mother, Carol.
Oh!
So we've come full circle.
Full circle.
Conch's Cafe with two K's there. Wow, I'd like to go to that. Maybe we should go on a visit.
Dyson, there's been a goal, right?
Yes, okay.
No, I don't want to air horn. You want to do this?
Oh.
Ken's got gout.
Oh, yes, nice. Good one for the long-time listener. Fulham have finally got a breakthrough against Luton. Carlos Vinicius has scored at Craven Cottage, Fulham 1-0 up.
Okay. It's not been a day of goals, has it?
No, it's been quite close. I thought we had some really exciting games, especially the Spurs-Sheffield United. I can't believe that finishes 0-0. That is a shocker. A coupon buster, if you will.
They're doing a, what was it called? Anti-stalker, because they know I'm on today, aren't they?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Everyone's avoiding you, even goals.
Even goals.
That's hard.
That makes me feel really sad.
Even the goals dry up.
Every nil-nil I ever watch for the rest of my life, I'm going to think they're doing this because of me.
You're going to get a complex. Buxton still haven't scored either. Just to add to our misery, the Bucks are still losing against... I just click onto their social media page. Sorry, I was on Conch's Cafe. I was just looking at just click off Conch's. Paul Konchesky's Cafe. Looks amazing, by the way. His mum, Carol, works there. It's in Brentwood. I recommend it if you like pie and mash. Yes, Buxton still losing 1-0 at Macclesfield in the Cup.
There has been two goals at Old Trafford. Yes.
Well, Brighton unbelievably went 3-0 up. I mean, we're witnessing a Manchester United collapse, mm-hmm. we thought, but they have got a goal back. Hannibal Mebry has scored. Oh, my Lord, what is that? What is that? A goal for Sheffield United at Tottenham. I'm standing up because I'm particularly flabbergasted by that. Spurs in the full... another goal as well. Sorry, airhorn me. Bernardo Silva scored for Man City. They're 2-1 up at West Ham. But Sheffield United, sorry, are 1-0 up at Tottenham Hotspur. Gustavo Hamer, who scored an amazing goal against Forest
earlier
in the season. That is a shock of epic proportions, right? Granville. They just got manager of the month and player of the month, and then they lose at home to Sheffield United. That's the way it goes.
Producer Liam, could you just do me a quick favour? Because you know how we do air horns, or occasionally we do...
Ken's got gas.
When there's been a goal. Yeah. I really want there to be a new one where it's just Dyson. What is that?
What is that?
Every time there's a goal.
I'm so shocked. Sorry, I couldn't control myself.
Just feel a bit...
Nearly let out a divacarigi, which is one of my swear word replacements.
Has there ever been any other words that you use for, apart from Divokarigi?
Well, no, but I have got a new one after today. I'm going with Conch's Cafe.
Conch's Cafe!
Konchesky's Cafe, yeah, in Brentwood.
I feel like you need to clarify that every single time as well.
Yeah, yeah. Not many people are aware of Paul Konchesky's side project, to be fair. We weren't until about half an hour ago. Haaland, yes. He always has the last laugh, doesn't he? Haaland. And he scored in the 86th minute, putting Man City 3-1 up at West Ham. Normal services resumed. And there is also a goal in the Glory Hunters game.
Oh, wait.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
Yes, we are no longer going to be supporting Buxton. It looks like Macclesfield will be our next game because Buxton are heading out of the Cup, now losing 2-0 at Macclesfield. So up the Bucks, out the Cup, we're going to move on to Macclesfield.
Going up the leagues, Dyson, going up the leagues.
Yes.
I just want to say that I very much enjoyed spending this time with you today, Dyson. It was the first show that we've ever done together.
Yeah, it's been great.
Will there be more?
There should be. Yeah.
I just don't believe
it. It's not up to me.
It seems like it has been previously, and you've chosen not to.
You have to ask the boss, mate.
Rock and Roll Football.
Podcast done.
Thank you very much for listening to the Rock and Roll Football podcast today. Look, we said at the beginning of the podcast there was a lot of Paul Konchesky chat.
We've talked a lot of that, certainly, but and a lot of Konchesky.
Is that going to have to be beat?
A lot of Divacarigi. Oh. Nah, it's fine. It's a good chat, isn't it?
I've enjoyed it. Thank you for having me, Matt Dyson.
Paul Konchesky chat. Yeah, good. Hashtag. If you get to this bit of the podcast, do get in touch with that hashtag.
Yes, I enjoyed it very much. If you have listened and if you enjoyed it, then make sure that you rate, tell a friend, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. And we will see you next week.
40 will be back next week, mm-hmm. yes. But you're welcome anytime. You're welcome anytime, Jay. Please hurry back.
It's amazing how sarcastic you sound. Amazing how sarcastic you sound.